The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time for her to have her child, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. What I would hope we would be able to do here in just these few minutes of the homily is, first of all, begin with an invitation to you to make this a contemplation. There's different kinds of prayer, and I won't go into that, but one of the kinds of prayer is contemplation. We turn these things over, not so much maybe beginning in our head, but more importantly, down in our heart. Because the moment of Christmas, the moment of the birth of our Lord, is something less of a truth to understand, which it is, but more of an event to experience. And that's why we have a full hour of songs and carols to warm our hearts, even though our bodies might not be so warm right now. And this experience takes place in this small, seemingly insignificant town of Bethlehem. Bethlehem, the name of the town, in Hebrew means house of bread or house of food. In Arabic, which has the same Aramaic root as Hebrew, the name means house of meat. So it's this bread, this meat, this food that nourishes. That's what Bethlehem is. Now, the shepherds are out there with their flock, so what we saw, or we just heard just a minute ago. And they're in there, they spend the night out there, they're guarding their sheep. They do have their place to bring the sheep inside back in the town. They have their stables there, but this night they're spending out and about. Now, these are special flocks, because the flocks that were in Jerusalem, or excuse me, in Bethlehem, were the ones that were used to, where the lambs that would be sacrificed in the temple of Jerusalem would come from Bethlehem. it's only about 6 miles away, so it's easy to get them there. That's the difference. Distance between Jerusalem and Bethlehem is between here in and the Met Museum. It's that close, nearby. It's almost a suburb now. So these flocks weren't just any ordinary flocks. These lambs that were born were destined for something very critical, very important. You know, from at Easter time when we celebrate that all the families had to bring into the temple this lamb that would be slaughtered for the forgiveness of their sins. And year round, there was always a morning sacrifice and an evening sacrifice. So every year, constantly, throughout 360, twice a day, 365 days a year, the lambs from Bethlehem would be killed as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. So these shepherds that are taking care of these special flocks are the first ones to receive this message of great joy. A child is going to be born in this house of bread, this house of meat. And they're very familiar with what the bread and meat would, what the meat would mean in this town for the temple, a sacrifice to be offered. These shepherds were accustomed to seeing these young newborn sheep. They would be the first ones to see each one of these sheep that were born, that were destined for the sacrifice. They're accustomed to seeing them be born, take their first steps, be with their nurse for the first time with their mother. And you wonder what might go through the hearts and minds of these shepherds as they're watching this day after day, year after year, week after week. Little lamb destined to be sacrificed so that we might live. Now, I think you would probably pick up on the connection between these lamb who would be sacrificed and Jesus who would be sacrificed, who is going to be born there. This baby who would eventually give us his flesh and blood as bread and wine. And this house of bread, his house, would be this bread from which would come this bread that would nourish us in the Eucharist. The house of bread, the house of meat. Such a big task for such a small little baby, innocent. Now, after the angels appear to the shepherds, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I always find that humorous, because they're just going to, pardon the expression, they're going to scare the bejesus out of the shepherds. That's what's going to happen. They're terrified, and the angel even has to say, "Do not be afraid. It's okay. We come in peace." And they're given the sign. The sign is, okay, you'll find the baby, a newborn baby in a manger. That's not where you put babies. But when you're in a stable, that's the only option you have. One of the other features, and if you get to go to Bethlehem, you'll see this immediately, is that the stables were in these small caves that are which are littered all around Bethlehem. It's full of these little caves. And that's where they would, and some of them actually go back in a ways. It's not just a little crevice. It's actually a place where you could have the animals in there. And we know that that's where, because there wasn't room in the inn, that's where Joseph and Mary ended up, and that's where Mary gave birth and placed her son in a manger. Now these shepherds are coming back from the fields to find, they left their flocks out there, presumably, and to find where is this child, where we just received this message from these angels, and there's a whole host of them, and they're just excited, terrified, but at the same time enthusiastic, and they come in to where? It would have been one of their caves, one of their stables. And they're seeing before them the most incredible thing, fulfilled, not some remote place far away, not some magical, mythical, faraway place, but that's where I work. Those are my tools over there. That's my bag. That's my lunch that I didn't get to today. And it's right there next. And the Blessed Virgin Mary gives birth right there in their stable. They would have all been familiar with this place. That's my manger. That's where I have my animal. That's where I feed my animal. I put that hay in there this morning. And the King of Kings, the God hero, the Prince of Peace, as we heard it read in the first reading, lies there in the manger. I think that's a lesson for us, that God doesn't come to some faraway place. Jesus isn't born in some remote, well, to us today, it is remote and distant, in both time and in physical distance. But the fact that he's coming right into the very heart of someone's life that had nothing to do with this before. The shepherds weren't chosen to be the first ones to see our Lord because they were the holiest, they were the most prayerful, the most pious. Already that's a message there. Jesus is showing us, I'm coming to everyone. Many of you probably know that because of their work out in the fields, the shepherds wouldn't be able to keep the Sabbath. And so these were not the holy rollers. They were not the ones showing up at midnight for Mass. If you put yourself in the holy roller bucket or not, I don't know, but hey. He comes for every one of us, in each and every one of us. These are simple, lowly men that had kind of a tough, grimy job, weren't very high up on the totem pole of life fulfillment kind of careers. And Jesus shows up there. He doesn't show up screaming or shouting, saying, get your act together. What are you doing? Pray more. Let me see some rosaries. It's just in the simplicity of a child. And there's another message. Those of you who have had the grace to hold a newborn child, what goes on inside your heart in that moment? Your heart just like goes completely out to the child. You don't feel like recrimination and accusation coming from the baby. That comes later. And we all do that. We all become that. But there in that moment, no, that's not what's going on. The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God hero, just wants to be held in your arms. And he's content with that. Are you prepared for that? Did you get yourself all prayed up and ready? No, the shepherds didn't. He comes to you despite that. And he actually comes to you because he knows you're not ready. He knows you can never truly be ready. And to him, that's not what's important. What's important is that you receive him. The high and mighty will come later. The wise men will come along and they will kneel down in the exact very same spot that the shepherds did first. And they would bring their gifts, the gifts that they had, gifts that they could carry. Our Lord is a great equalizer, sort of like the 6 trains. Everybody's down there. We're all the same dignity, the lowest to the highest in our Lord's eyes. And he comes to each and every one of us equally. So that's the contemplation. We want to imagine our Lord showing up in your own stable, so to speak, whatever that is. In your own, the manger that you prepared for something else, but there he shows up, unexpected. He just wants to be held. He wants to be received by you. So we are open our hearts in contemplation together with Mary, who must have been amused and just amazed at these shepherds and the wise men that would come, that we'll read about that later. So we receive all that, contemplate that in our heart, and make it a prayer. Lord, I do want to receive you. I do want to have my heart open. Come, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.